Sometimes you just need to stop and smell the flowers. Stop and be in the moment. Stop and just be grateful for where you are, man, because you're living in your answered prayers. Wagwan, 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 wagwan. Hello, what's up? How are you guys doing? Welcome to another amazing episode of the Unspoken Podcast. Yay! This is episode 116. Welcome to this episode. My name is Awino Awiti, the host of this amazing podcast. How are you guys doing, by the way? I know, before you say it, I went MIA. I know you're thinking it. I went MIA for like 2 weeks, and I can explain, guys. I can explain because I had like a serious revelation in my life. I realized something like that really blew my mind. That's why I went MIA for a minute, and that is the inspo for this episode. That is what drove me to record this episode for you guys today. So I just realized that in this life, sometimes you need to slow down. You need to slow down because life can come at you real quick. Life can come at you real quick. And I've just realized that sometimes you need to slow down on this self-improvement consumption, self-help consumption, because I record 2 episodes a week. And this podcast is about self-improvement, personal development. And I feel like, I felt like I was over-consuming self-improvement content. I was giving out too much self-improvement content because, guys, I've just realized that self-improvement can be obsessive, can be addictive. And I figured that sometimes you just need to pull up, and slow down. Take a minute to breathe. Take in the moment to just be in the moment. Feel where you are. Feel the present that you are in. Cause life can come at you fast, and I realize that you become so addicted to the process of becoming that we lose sight of how many times we've arrived. Do you get what I'm saying, guys? Do you get where I'm going? Because there's a big difference between personal development and always feeling like there's something about yourself that you need to fix. There's always a problem you need to work on. You're constantly working on yourself, and that, like, I think being in that place, it makes you lose sight of the moment, lose sight of the vision, lose sight of the work you've done for yourself, the work you've done within yourself, the fire you've come. So this episode is called Smell the Flowers. Sometimes you just need to stop and smell the flowers. Stop and be in the moment. Stop and just be grateful for where you are, man, because you're living in your answered prayers. You are living in your answered prayers, and you don't even acknowledge that. So sometimes you need to just stop and acknowledge, like, yeah, like a few years back, the things I wanted to do. A few years back, I wanted this, and I have it right now. So you need to stop and smell the flowers. You need to stop and be grateful. You need to stop and live and feel and live in your answered prayers. That's why I took that. I went to my and took 2 minutes. I took two week like break. I went to my kidogo because I was like, yeah, girl, you need to take a pause. I just needed to pause and reflect, because putting out 2 episodes a week, always doing that, like I was even telling myself the other day, like, yo, I'm becoming my podcast. I'm literally becoming Unspoken, because I'm always like, on to the next thing, man. What do I need to do with the podcast? What type of content do I need to put out there? Like, I was so obsessive. I was like, I'm literally becoming the pod. So it was like getting out of hand. And when I was doing my research, actually, so that this is actually a thing. You get so consumed, like you forget, like there's always a previous version of you who literally prayed for the life you're living right now. But you don't acknowledge it, because life comes at you real fast, and you're always on to the next. You keep moving your goalpost. You keep dreaming bigger. You keep, like, your dreams come at you. And that's life. And it's not bad. That's life. So, yeah, let's talk about this. Let's have this conversation. Anyway, guys, did y'all miss me? Because I know some of y'all missed me. But I'm Gucci. I hope you guys are Gucci because I am. But I saw guys who are texting me like, what happened? You've abandoned us. But I felt like I needed time to reflect. Guys, we're all working on ourselves. And working on yourself, guys, it can be obsessive. It can be addictive. Until you even lose sight of the work you've done within yourself. So sometimes it's good to slow down on this, on the self-help consumption. Sometimes just it's good to slow down because it will always have you thinking you're not doing enough. So you overlook living in your answered prayers. You overlooked your past success. You overlook your achievements, and yeah, that is not good. Sometimes you just need to sit with your success. Sit with your success. Acknowledge it. Feel it. Be proud of yourself. Be grateful to God, guys. In this era, is there someone who is not grateful? Like, is there someone who doesn't practice gratitude at this age, in this era? Because gratitude, honestly, is the best attitude. You need to be so grateful. A grateful heart attracts more. So sometimes just sit with yourself. Don't be so addicted to the process of becoming that you lose sight of how many times you've arrived. Okay? Because I was even thinking about that. I've been thinking about that. That thing has been on my mind for like 2 weeks now. I'm in a place right now where my life is literally so good. Like, it's good. Me, I'm comfortable with my life. But I was like, but I sometimes sit down and say, okay, what am I doing with my life? Like, I need to go up there and do this. Like, I have to do this. But then, when I look back 2 years ago, I'm like, yo, girl, you are doing so well. Like, you're living in your answered prayers. And God has been so good to you. And then you dare sit there and feel like you haven't done anything. Please give yourself a break. Give God a break. Because we always sit down and just be grateful with yourself. Sit and smell the flowers. Like, I felt like I need to share this message because it was mind-blowing. When I was actually, you feel something and then you don't know it's a thing. Now when you read about it, when you do your research, that's when you realize, okay. So this is the thing. I feel like as human beings, we're literally living the same life out there. Our lives are just the same, maybe designed different, but our lives, we're always going through the same things as human beings. Because when I was doing my research on this, I saw my TikTok algorithm always eats up every time, because this thing was on my mind, and then suddenly my TikTok algorithm starts showing me things like this. And then I when I was reading the comments, guys were thinking the same, so it was crazy. And I felt like I had to share with you guys, because even if you are having a hard time, the wisdom, of course, there's always a previous version of you who you literally prayed for the life you're living right now, and that's where I'm at. There's a previous version of you who prayed for the things you have right now. I remember not less than 2 years ago, praying like, God, I just want to have my own place. I just want to have a job that gives me income. I just want to be independent, and look where I'm at right now. I am able to do that, to do that. Even with this podcast, there was a time I didn't have like equipment. Bro, it was crazy. I didn't have recording equipment. I had to go to studio. I had to hire like people to help me out. I didn't have resources to push this podcast. But now I have at least resources. I have my own microphone. I have my own computer. I edit my own stuff. I'm like, bro, that is improvement if you ask me. That is literally improvement. That is me living in my answered prayers. I used to pray for this. I prayed for this. And that is literally me living my answered prayers. And then I'll be here sitting like, okay, now I need a studio. The other day I was thinking, okay, I need to move to a bigger house. I want to have my own studio, my own podcast studio. I'm like, chill, you're living in your answered prayers. Sit with your success, smell the flowers, like acknowledge that you got here, acknowledge the things that I have right now. Like self-acceptance is important. That's what we're working on now. Tweke is self-improvement kando kidogo. Let's work on self-acceptance, because we've now worked on self-improvement. We've been working on bettering ourselves. We've been working on being the best versions of ourselves. But we've done the work. I feel like we've done the work. As an avid listener of this podcast, I hope you're moving to Nasonga Pamoja. I hope you who's listening has been working on yourself, because I have. So it's now time for us to accept ourselves, to accept how far we've come, to accept all the things that we have achieved, to accept like our milestones. It's time for us to accept our success, because even if you're having a hard time, the wisdom you've gained along the way alone is something to be grateful for. Like, have you ever had, like, there was a time you wanted to do some things and then you didn't do them at that time, but now you look back and realize you couldn't sustain that dream with the lack of wisdom at that time. You're not wise at the time to sustain that dream that you had. But now I'm wiser. I know better. Like, you even wonder why were you even hard on yourself? Because you look back and realize that you couldn't sustain that dream with the lack of wisdom at that time. So even if it can be hard sometimes, but you look back and realize that the wisdom you've gained along the way alone is something you need to be grateful for. Because sometimes people miss their arrival moments because they are too focused on the next goal. Like I said, you keep pushing the goalpost, and life can come at you fast. So you've done this, okay, on to the next. You keep pushing the goalpost, you keep dreaming bigger, you keep aspiring bigger, but then you forget your arrival moments, you forget the things, how you got there, where you are right now, you forget all the things you did to get there, you forget what took you to get there, you don't appreciate what took you to get there, you just focus on the next goal, which is not good. Fixing yourself can be very addictive, guys. I'm just learning that now. And that's why I decided it's time to hit pause and just reflect. Girl, you've come far. You've come so far. Don't be hard on yourself. So fixing yourself can be very addictive, which is crazy. It sometimes feels like the ball is constantly moving. Self-acceptance is the new development challenge. Like I said, let's put a pause on self-improvement kidogo. Let's work on self-acceptance. Let's work on accepting ourselves. So stop and look at how far you've come. Just stop and look at how far you've come. Don't lose track of your progress, because you're always setting the bar higher. That's why we constantly lose track of our progress. You're always setting the bar higher, and it will constantly feel like you are stationed. So celebrate the wins. Celebrate your wins, whether small, whether big, because we are forever evolving, and life can come at you fast. We are forever evolving, and we are forever evolving. So anytime anything you do, just remember you're never starting from scratch. You're never starting from scratch. So let's just be instead of becoming. Clock that. Let's just be instead of becoming. Stop and smell the flowers, guys. This is like a powerful message, especially for people who are addicted to self-improvement like me, like moi. If you're someone who's always, especially, I even saw someone say that they had to stop their therapy for like a year. They had to like take a break from therapy for a year because it was coming at them so fast. They had to just take time off self-improvement and allow yourself just to be enough as you are. That is a thing. That is a thing, guys. Sometimes you just need to take time off self-improvement and just sit in with yourself. Allow yourself just to be enough as you are. Sit in it. That's why I was like, I took a two-week break and I was like, bro, I need to figure this shit out. I need to just sit with myself. Sit with what, like, just be in the moment, just be in the moment. Because the downside of self-improvement is that it sucks the joy out of being in the moment, because you're constantly looking at what's the next thing, and that causes you to despise who you are right now. Self-development, self-improvement can be obsessive. That's why now you start being hyper-productive. You are excessively doing a lot of things at the same time. You want to be everywhere at once. You're competing with other people. You want to be the highest achiever, the biggest achiever. And then you lose yourself in your work. You become so addicted with work. You become so hyper productive, and then now your mental health now gets messed up. So, guys, I just wanted to share with you this powerful message, because I believe this is so powerful, man. This is like insane. And I feel like everyone who's on their personal development journey, their self-improvement journey, should know this, that it can be obsessive. So you need not to lose yourself in it. You need to sit and be in your, sit with yourself, sit with your feelings, sit with the moment, sit in the moment, be in the moment. When you say being the moment, be in the moment, because sometimes it's just okay to do nothing, man. Sometimes just chill, bro. This life, I repeat, it can come at you fast. Especially as an adult, life can come at you so fast. So sometimes it's okay to just do nothing, man. Man, it's never that deep. It's never that deep. So don't be so hard on yourself. Don't be so hard on yourself. Just slow down. Slow down on the self-help consumption, because it will have you thinking, you are not doing enough. Okay. Hope the message is home, because when I just realized this, it was like mind blowing for me. But I just wanted to share with you guys this powerful message. Like, sit and smell the flowers. Anyway, this is where I'm gonna end this episode, because this was like amazing. Anyway, guys, I'm gonna have to love and leave you over here. And remember, guys, check out my YouTube. Okay. Have you ever just sat down with yourself and thought that I want to rebrand? And this is caused by these self-development things, like being over ambitious, being like you're feeling like you're not doing enough. That was so crazy. I've been feeling that. And I feel like this message came to me at the best time. That's why I feel like I need to share this with you guys. Anyway, guys, hope you've learned something. Hope I'm not missing anything. Self-acceptance, let's work on that. Let's work on that. Put self-improvement kidogo kando. Let's work on self-acceptance. Anyway, guys, I'm going to have to love and leave you guys. Follow me on social media. I will know with you on Instagram, on all social media platforms, TikTok, Instagram. And then I'm not actually always active on X. Like, I usually just look at that app like I think once a week to see what's trending. I'm not active on X, but YouTube, Instagram, YouTube is Unspoken Podcast Key, Instagram, TikTok, Awino Awichi. Okay. Anyway, I'll see you guys on the next episode. Remember to stop and smell the flowers. Okay. Adios.